In 2 years after the 2020 census, current voting districts can be redrawn. A panel of Black Hills State professors say there are various means of drawing those lines, and all of them have their flaws. But they say any of them would be better than South Dakota's. The professors presented the history and science of districting in Rapid City Thursday night. The presentation was the last on an 8-city tour sponsored by the League of Women Voters. Pamela Caravu says there are federal requirements that voting districts have to have the same number of people and the district has to be contiguous. Some states have requirements that the districting decisions shall be made by a bipartisan committee, but she says in those groups, elected officials might draw lines to protect their own seats. Other states have had courts mandate a process after successful lawsuits against the current districting, but Caravu says judges aren't necessarily nonpartisan, and some of them are elected officials with an interest in protecting their own seats. Computer programs are objective, but might do something illogical, such as putting an entire city in one district. In South Dakota, districting is done by whichever party controls the state legislature and, because of veto power, the governorship. Caravu says there is nothing in state law to require the majority party to work with the minority party.
And there's every incentive to draw those lines so that your party will be advantaged and will continue to be advantaged for a decade.
She notes that in South Dakota, Republicans have dominated state government for several decades, and their districting has resulted in uneven power.
And the research really has shown that, you know, the gap between the percentage of people who identify as Democrats and the percentage of seats they win in the state legislature is so large. It's the largest efficiency gap of any of the state legislatures in the country.
Caravu says it would be best to have nonpartisan committees to do redistricting, but it's hard to find people who are objective. She says it is possible for people to have a sense of fairness that crosses over party lines, but it's human nature to believe that the current way is the best way and to be suspicious of change. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Victoria Wicks in Rapid City.